The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
Well, that's good. Amen. And there's been several other testimonies, people stopping me in the hallway saying, let me tell you what God has done. One of our dear ladies told me just in the hallway a few minutes ago, cleans about 21 houses and has been receiving gifts from all of those houses, and just how God is just blessing and blessing and blessing. One of her little boys came by the office and said, you know, God spoke to my heart, and I busted open my piggy bank, and I gave all that was in my piggy bank, and he said, my birthday came up, and God gave me double to put back in my piggy bank. And so that is that's really neat, and so many other testimonies. Let's go back and look at it, may we please, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 41 and 42, where the Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, and it says troubled about many things. Look at verse 42. But this one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And of course, this is the story of Mary and Martha, sisters, if you will. And you begin to see the stories. We'll go into it tonight. But I want to talk to you about how to handle Christmas stresses. How to handle Christmas stresses. You know, during Christmas time, if you're not careful, you can get stressed out. You stay up late, you get up early, you try to catch the sales. Some of the things that people face during the Christmas time is this: I've got to get that perfect gift. And so they look for that perfect gift for that one that they love so very, very much. They have unnecessary holiday parties just because of the fact that it is the holiday season and it causes stresses. They spend time putting up decorations that will be taken down shortly thereafter. They cook meals. They wrap gifts. Sometimes they'll wrap them once, twice, three times, four times, 20 or more times. And they wrap gifts. They make cookies and they bake bread. They buy a tree. They spend time, if you will please, fighting in traffic. They have enough money maybe to buy one gift, but they can't figure out what the gift is. They try, if you will, to celebrate certain things, and they try to make offenses right by giving a certain gift. All the stores that they go to doesn't have the gift that they want. And then they hear the frightening, or they read the frightening words as they open something, some assembly required. They want the right clothes for the right occasion. They try to lose weight just because relatives are coming to town. They perhaps attend a Christmas program and watch one of their children to sing and one of those Christmas programs. They try to put up the lights and they untangle them to no success. They spend time sending out Christmas cards. And then when somebody sends them a Christmas card that's not on the list, what do they do? Speedily do they put their name on a Christmas card and send it out immediately. They hear Mama got run over by a reindeer 150 times in a church. They spend time cleaning the house. They forget somebody that they're supposed to purchase a gift for, and so they scrounge around the house to look for something not used, wrap it up, and make it look new. They spend a lot of time facing relatives that they don't get along with, putting on a smile, giving a kind word. They know that maybe this would be a Christmas that they'll spend alone, and so there's a little bit of depression time that comes their way. You know, often they'll overlook things such as extra batteries not included. Oftentimes the Christmas lights won't work and they got to find out which one. I think that's the old way, isn't it? You have to go through the entire string. Is that the old way it is? You don't have that problem nowadays. But I remember when the Christmas lights didn't work when I was a little boy. And Dad made us go through every single Christmas light. And we'd pull it out. And we'd put another one in. And then we'd pull that one out. Because if one stopped working, the entire string would stop working. They rearrange their travel schedules. They try to get a good flight schedule. They try to be able to think about that one, if you would please, that they're missing. Maybe because of death, or maybe because they're out of town. They try to not to put too much on the credit card this year, so they promise, so they don't get carried away. They try to take and stay away from overcrowded stores, and if you're here in the Dallas metro area, that's impossible. But they try and do as much as they possibly can. Now, let me give you some things here about stress and how to overcome it. Now, you're going to have several several stresses that you'll have to face during the Christmas time, and you'll see here what stress is. Now here the Lord is talking here, and Martha, of course, said to the Lord, basically, I don't care. I really don't care if you would please what is happening right now, but this is just not working out, you know, and she begins to be cumbered about. The Bible teaches this. Look at it in Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. The Bible says, and Martha was cumbered about with much serving. And so, he came and came to him and said, Lord, he says, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So what she's doing, she's cumbered about, she's weighted down, and she's got all the service going on. And she looks over there, and here she sees her sister sitting at the feet of our Lord. And she says, don't you even care? Here I am. I'm in the kitchen. I'm slaving. I'm over here, and I'm doing all this work all by myself, and don't you even care that I've got to carry this all by myself? Well, can I tell you, right there is enough to cause somebody some stress. Some stress. When you feel like that now all the pressure is on you, it causes stress in your life. Well, I've got to be able to get this. I don't know what to do. My Christmas is coming, and I don't have that gift for mom, and I don't have that gift for dad, and I don't have that gift for a brother or a sister, and oh, grandma's coming. Why did she have to choose this year to come? And I've got to get her a gift too. And even children can stress out during Christmas time. You know, I said this morning, if I were you and I couldn't afford to buy somebody something, I'd give them an IOU. I'd give them an IOU. For sure I would. I owe you five times, and I'll wash the dishes, and I'll do them five Fridays in a row, or whatever it would be, you know, or clean out the car, or breakfast in bed. But you can always find out, if you would please, innovative ways to show people that you love them and that you care about them. There's ways to be able to do things. Now, stress can result in many things. You know, stress can cause you to be annoyed. It can cause you to be annoyed. You know, stress can cause a threat to you. It prods you. It excites you. It scares you. It worries you. It hurries you. It angers you. It frustrates you. It challenges you. It will even cause criticisms about you. Those stressful things. It's like a rubber band. I don't know if you've ever done this before or not, and it stings if you ever do it. But you take a rubber band, and you stretch that, and you stretch that, and you stretch that until there's no elasticity left, and then all of a sudden it breaks. And when it breaks, it comes speedily back to sting you. Well, that's like stress. You can take and you can stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch until there's no more stretch in you, and before you know it, it'll snap. And when it snaps, it's going to come back, and it's going to sting the person that was stretching that. Now, may I say, it's important that we have balances during the Christmas time. Don't put yourself in an alarming situation. Don't put yourself in a damaging circumstance. Don't put yourself in a place where all of a sudden you get these symptoms. You know, stress produces, doctors say, a frequent headache. You can tell if you're under stress. When you're under a deadline. When all of a sudden you're not making your quota at work. When all of a sudden now, it just seems like that the relationships are not what they ought to be. If you're not careful, stress will do these things. It'll cause you to have a headache. How many of you ever had a headache because of stress? Would you raise your hand? You ever do that? Wow, looky there. All right? And so stress can cause a frequent headache. You know what stress can do? Stress can cause a stiff neck, stiff shoulders, a stiff jaw, stiff arms, stiff legs, stiff hands. Or a stomach that's stiff. All right, it can do this. It can cause you to have an irregular heartbeat. It can cause you to have dizziness and lightheadedness. It can make you to suffer more easily with that which is a cold, a flu, or something that is hazardous to your health. It can cause your digestive system not to function right. It can cause nausea and discomfort in the stomach area. It can cause you to have difficulty sleeping at night, and you just can't stay asleep all night long. It'll cause you to wake up, and you wake up tired. You don't wake up rested because there's stress in the life. Many times a person that has stress in their life, they'll have cold hands. They'll have cold feet. A person that has stress in their life sometimes will have an excess of perspiration. They begin to sweat unusually faster than other people. They have anger or they're irritable with their disposition. They're quick to anger, or they become irritable in their disposition. Sometimes a person has stress will sometimes air their feelings quicker than what you want to receive them. All right? And so we understand what stress is. Now, how is it that during the Christmas time, it's not going to be a lengthy message tonight, but let me give you some practical things that you can put in your life during the Christmas season, just trying to help now, so that you would not undergo a lot of stress, or at least more stress than what you can handle. Here's what the Bible says. So look at that verse one more time. Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. The Bible says, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving. So she's got much going on. And by the way, it doesn't say Martha and her helpers. It doesn't say Martha and her friends. It doesn't say Martha and those that received an invitation to the house. It says that Martha was cumbered about with much serving. So is Martha all by herself? You know, one of the things you can do to help get away from stress is don't bear your burdens by yourself. Don't bear your burdens by yourself. Get somebody else to help you to bear your burdens. Get somebody else in the kitchen. Get somebody else working around the stove. Get somebody else that knows how to work in the kitchen and around the stove. You want more stress, you burn your kitchen down, you'll have more stress. But get somebody to help you. It says that Martha was cumbered about with much serving. It says, and came to him and said, Lord. Now you can tell she's under a lot of duress and stress, because she comes crying unto the Lord, almost like Peter walking on the water and beginning to sink. He cried out and he said, Lord, save me. That was a short prayer, but God answered the prayer. Now here she comes and she says, Lord, does thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Lord, don't you even care? You know, sometimes we blame the Lord when it's our fault. Sometimes we say, now, Lord, don't you? Now, wait a minute. Before you say, Lord, don't you? Maybe you ought to come to the Lord and say, Lord, would you help me to understand this? Lord, would you help me to organize something? Lord, would you help me to put this in order? Lord, would you help me to start, okay, Christmas? Lord, would you help me to be conscientious that Christmas is coming? And by the way, there's no shock. It always, how many figured this out already? It always comes on December the 25th. How many of you know that one? You know, and so we know it's coming, don't we? We know it's coming. Why don't you buy your wife a Christmas present in September? Why don't you buy your kids Christmas presents maybe in August? Why don't you take and buy your mother that thing that she's always wanted? Why don't you buy it in July? Why don't you buy it in August? Okay, now I'm saying this. I'm saying that here she is now under force. She's under duress. She's in the kitchen all by herself. And now she's getting a little bit irritated because her sister is over there doing, in her own eyes, nothing. And so she looks at the sister and she compares her life. By the way, does not your Bible teach you that some comparing themselves among themselves are not wise? It's not wise to compare your church to another church. It's not wise to compare your Bible college to another college. It's not wise to compare your family to another family. It's not wise to compare your bus route to another bus route. It is not wise to compare your mama to another mama. God gave you the mama that you deserve. God gave you the daddy that you deserve. All right, so you don't compare somebody to somebody else. That's not fair, and that shows a lack of maturity in your part. Now, here's what happens. And so, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sisters left me here to serve alone? Don't you even care? Now, watch this now. Bid her, therefore, that she should help me. Lord, don't you understand that I'm over here and I'm doing it all by myself? And Lord, don't you, she's over there doing nothing. She is not doing a thing. By the way, sometimes the thing that God has for somebody else to do in your eyes might not be as important as the thing that you're doing. But did you ever notice how God calls different people to different things? Did you ever notice that? You know, there's some greeters that do a job in greeting that is just kind of shines a little bit higher than somebody else. You know, there's some teachers. There is. There's some that sing in the choir. By the way, you're at a growing church. You can't do everything. Have you figured that out yet? Well, preacher, here's what I'm going to do. I want to be an usher, and I want to sing in the choir, and I want to sing a special, and I want to take the offering, and I want to be one of the men that serves on the security team, and I want to play the piano, and I want to baptize. That's what I want to do. I want to baptize. Well, okay, you can't do it all. You can't do it all. It's impossible for you to do it all. All right? And so what do? You pick those areas that you can serve Jesus. Maybe you could drive a bus. Maybe you could teach a Sunday school class. Maybe you could be an assistant teacher in a Sunday school class. Hey, maybe you could work in the nursery. Maybe you could work in a B Sunday school. Maybe you could work in an A Sunday school. Later on, we start the C Sunday school. Maybe you could work in a C Sunday school. Maybe you could take and help out with one of the children's choirs or the teen choir. Or maybe you could do this, that, or the other. But I'm saying perhaps you cannot do it all. But do not judge somebody that does not do what you do. Here, Martha's in the kitchen, and she is caring for the things of the kitchen, and she looks over and she sees Mary, and immediately she passes a judgment. Now watch this. Here's what the Lord has to say about Mary. Look at Luke chapter 10, verse 42. The Bible says, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. She hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. All right? So here Mary is giving attention to the Lord. Mary has her eyes focused on the Lord. Mary is in the place that God wants her to be. And as she is in the place that God wants her to be, then she ought to stay doing what God would have her to do. All right, now let me give you some things. How is it that you can get rid of stress? Now, I want you to notice some things that Martha should have put in her life that maybe if she would have put in her life, it would have helped her. Maybe if she would have put in her life, it would have helped her. Let me give you some ideas that if you put these in your life, it'll help you during Christmas time. Statement number one, lay out a plan. Lay out a plan. Get yourself a plan. You can accomplish more by getting a plan than going about without a plan. Know what you're going to buy before you go for it. By the way, that'll save you money and that'll save you credit card expense later on. So lay out a plan. Statement number one. Statement number two, state your expectations up front. Up front. If you're going to invite somebody over your house, say, hey, want you to come over, and why don't you come over from, say, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock? Don't put yourself under pressure. State yourself a plan. Tonight, we're going to go off and we're going to look at Christmas lights. We're going to leave the house we're going to stay out unless traffic hinders us until. But make yourself a plan and stay with your plan. State your expectations up front. Statement number two, plan ahead. Don't wait till last minute. Plan ahead. Nobody likes a supper that is thrown together. By the way, any supper that has ever been thrown together looks like a supper that has been thrown together. All right, so make yourself a plan. Plan ahead. Share your load with others. Get others involved. Putting up the Christmas tree, decorating the Christmas tree, wrapping presents. We have two professional gift wrappers in the house, and that is Jared and Rebecca. I've never seen anybody wrap presents like those two can wrap presents. I mean, they can do them quick, and they can do them professional looking. When I do it, it's neither quick nor professional looking. It's a mess. And so what I do, and I'm smart about this. It used to be, and I didn't realize I was taking the fun out of it, but it used to be I'd have them wrap their own gifts. Then I couldn't figure out, why are they not excited when they're opening them? And it was like a duh. Oh, they know what they're getting. So now they don't wrap their own gifts, but I'll have, and they're not supposed to tell each other. But and they may, but I, they're not supposed to tell each other what the other person got. But we'll take and we'll buy gifts, and I'll tell Rebecca, hey, would you wrap this? And she'll wrap it, and it's for Jared, or it's for Joshua, or it's for Mama, or something like that. And so then, but then I'll get somebody else to wrap Rebecca's gifts. And normally it works out okay, but I tell you, I'm just not a good rapper. Not that type of rapper. But every Christian needs some rappers in their house. Share the load with others. Then lighten up the calendar. Lighten up the calendar. Don't make it so heavy. Lighten up the calendar. Don't cram so much in one day. Listen to me now. Don't cram so much in one day that you can't accomplish it without frustration. Lighten up your calendar. It'd be better to put 3 things on your to-do list for tomorrow and get them done than 10 things on your to-do list for tomorrow and you know you're only going to get maybe 3 done, 4 with stress. Lighten up your calendar. Come on, you should say amen to that. Respect. Oh, here we go. You ready? Denton, you're going to like this one. Respect the budget. Denton loves finances. Respect the budget. Stay within your budget. Well, you know, it's on sale. Well, it'll be on sale next Christmas, too. Well, the store's going out of business. I know a store in Dallas that's been going out of business for the past 3 years. I kid you not. Same store, past 3 years, sign out front, going out of business. I'm thinking, please go ahead and die. Go out of business. All right, but respect your budget. Live within your budget. Stay away from the credit card and the great indebtedness. Just because, look. You know, you can love somebody by giving them little, just as much as you can love somebody by giving them much. You know, most people don't care what you give them as much as they do the way that you give it to them. Do you know that? You give somebody a gift, go ahead and give your mama a gift. Give her something small, but you hug her and you kiss her and tell her what a great mom she is, and boy, that's going to mean the world to her. You buy her a big gift and you don't show any type of appreciation or type of love, it's not going to mean as much. It's cold, it's indecent. Most people want you. They don't want you, what you have. They want you. They want you. All right? How do I put the most important relationships first? And I'm done. Here you go. Put Christ first always. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. So put Christ first. Put Christ first. Keep Christ in Christmas all the way. And so keep him first all the way. Statement number one. Statement number two, put your spouse next. Look, I'm telling you, women get under more pressure about Christmas than men. They do. The emotions of that thing will eat them alive. Well, take your wife out on a date. Say, honey, look, I realize it's Christmas time and you're under stress. Let's do this. Let's go out and have a date tonight. Let's do it. Hold her hand. Give her sugar. All that stuff. Married only. Christ, spouse, family, spend time with your family. Don't neglect them. Look at the obligations and try and help them. Come on. But try to help with the family needs. Are you ready? Closest friends. How many of you now, you've been coming to Parkside long enough that you at least have one person that is your friend? Oh, might be just a casual friend, but you could say that they're a friend. You could say they're a friend. Would you raise your hand? Yeah, okay. All right. Almost everybody. All right. Now, you look for those that, Rebecca, I'm glad you raised your hand because John is sitting beside you. That's good. But now, you look for those that are lonely people, and you try to help them. Say something to them. Encourage them. Help them, by the way. All right? And so what do? Put those most important relationships first. Put Christ first. Keep him first. By the way, we have in church on Wednesday night. Have you heard about that one? You say, it's Christmas. Well, I wonder what that's about. Isn't it amazing? Well, it's Christmas. We're going to sit around and worship the tree. No, don't do that. Come to church. Be spiritual. We're going to have a short service anyway. You'll make it through. I've asked Brother Butler. I said, Brother Butler, would you do me a favor? I want you to preach on Wednesday night. Preach on Wednesday night. Let the staff go down and sit beside their families. But I want you to preach on Wednesday night. Make it special for us too. And so I'll introduce him. We'll get off the platform here. And then we'll all go down there. And I said this morning, as he gets up to preach, we can all stick our tongues out at him and have a good fun. But now wait, I'm saying this. I'm saying Christmas time ought to be that which is Christ. Don't forget Christ. Somebody said, aren't you going to cancel the service? After all, it's Christmas. I said, that's why we're having service. I had a preacher ask me that, by the way. He said, aren't you going to move your service one service over? I mean, after all, families are important. I said, let me tell you, sir, if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't have a family. If it wasn't for Christ, I would not have a family. It's because of Christ that I am who I am. It's because of me learning what I learned at church that I am who I am. And so keep Christ first, number one. Then your spouse. Your spouse. Love your spouse. Spend time with your spouse. Listen to your spouse. Talk to your spouse. You know, the biggest gift some of you fellows could ever give your wife is simply to talk to her. Better yet, listen to her. Listen to her. Can I tell you, you're not... You're probably just as much of an expert as I am, which is probably not much. But, you know, the average lady, she just wants her husband to listen. Listen. She don't want this. All right, you take care of it this way. One, two, three. Go take care of it. Come back and tell me how it went. Oh, she wants to pour her heart out. She wants to pour her heart out. She wants to tell you, oh, let me tell you all my woes. You know, and you listen to her. And then you show concern. Maybe pray with her. Boy, that'd be good. Maybe pray with her. And talk to her a little bit. Encourage her a little bit. Don't be the quick fix. Don't be the quick fix. Well, if we put glue on that, we slap it together real hard, it'll work. Honey, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. You let me know if that water pipe blows again. Don't do that. I promise you, Brother Polywathico is here tonight, back from India. I promise you, the one thing that Mrs. Polywathico was looking forward to was not the fact of what is he going to bring me. What is he going to bring me? Boy, I wonder what. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. She wasn't looking forward to what he was going to bring. She's looking forward to him. Okay, oh, never mind. Don't say amen. Spouses, family, then friends. And then let me give you just one last thought. Here's what it says. Over in Luke chapter 2 and verse 14, the Bible says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So what do? I focus on the needs of others. You've done a great job, and I love you. Thank you. But in filling up those Christmas boxes to be able to help those that are needy, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do at Christmas time. What a wonderful thing to be able to look out and go to a nursing home, speak to a dear lady, where the relatives never visit, relatives never come by, and you go by, and you love, and you care, and you show concern. What a wonderful thing to do at Christmas. What a wonderful thing to do to be able to give somebody a ride to church that would not have a ride to church otherwise. What a wonderful thing to do. What a wonderful thing to do to go out on a bus route on a Saturday when it's cold and it's not decent weather out and it's raining outside. 121 came out soul winning yesterday and went out in the cold, wet, rainy weather all day long. Now, because of that, there was a whole host of people got saved here today. Oh, yes. There was a whole host of people got saved on the bus route yesterday. All right? But what did you do? You ignored your personal desires, and you went to help someone else. Oh, let's keep Christ in the center of Christmas. Let's work to help others along the way. Father, bless, we pray.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at pbcmesquite.org.